This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik and our guest in the studio today, Eric Edelstein, Chief Operating Officer of the Reno Aces baseball team. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
It's the first time I've had a chance to have you in the studio. We've met recently. I'm just talking about the Aces, the ballpark, a little bit about the team. I was there in the offices at the park. Thanks for coming to the studio. We want to talk a little bit about the club and a little bit about some of the community events and things that you guys are part of.
Absolutely. It's great. It's great to be in this community. It's a really supportive community. We're the smallest market in AAA baseball, but the support we receive certainly exceeds that small number.
Talk about that for a moment. I did not realize we are the smallest market in baseball,
in AAA baseball.
How does that compare? Give me a sense of why that is what it is.
Well, it's significant because it's your support base. It's your fan base. It's the amount of people who live in a comfortable driving radius to, you know, come see your games. It's your corporate sponsorship base. We start out knowing that we're going to have fewer people to speak with about becoming Aces fans, which just means we have to be better at what we do because our margin for error is much smaller.
How much bigger is the next market? I mean, how small are we compared to what's average?
Your average market in AAA baseball is likely going to be anywhere from, you know, a million to a little more than a million in a market. And so we're probably half of what the average size market would be. And I believe Sacramento actually might be the largest AAA market, which I think is over 2 million, you know, in the market DMA. So we don't have to look very far to see what the bigger side is all about.
Sounds like Reno is pretty supportive, though.
We are. Actually, if you do it on a per cap basis, our per capita attendance is the best. So that would tell you that as a percentage of folks living in Northern Nevada as a whole, we do the best in activating the majority of them to come see games.
And our stadium here, 9,100 capacity, roughly, is that?
That's your total capacity, 6,500 seating capacity.
Plus you got the berm, the grass area there.
Exactly. You've got some extra space.
How does that compare to, say, the Rivercats Stadium in Sacramento?
Rivercats, I believe they call a sellout about 15,000.
Okay.
So they've got, 50% more capacity than we do. Our stadium isn't appreciably smaller than a lot of AAA teams. There was an old archaic number that used to be you had to have 10,000 seats to be a AAA level ballpark, but that's gone by the wayside as people have eschewed size for intimacy.
Yeah, well, and it feels that way. I haven't gone to a lot of games over the years, but it's a great experience, and it's really, as I said, a Reno native for me. I never thought we'd have something like the Reno Aces Stadium and the ball club here in Reno. It's quite remarkable for me. It makes this city feel like a bigger city.
Absolutely, no, and you get to play yourself, in that. There's 30 AAA teams, 30 major league teams. So top 60 markets in terms of the quality of baseball that you'll ever see in this country.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. Just the team itself. You're about a dozen or so home games away from ending the season for this year. Prior to playoffs. Find yourself just behind the Rivercats here, Sacramento, for a playoff berth potentially.
Mm-hmm.
What's been some of the highlights of the team? Some of the things you take away from this season?
It's been an interesting year. I think the highlight of this year is all about what AAA is about, and that is getting guys ready for the major leagues. And we've done that this year. We've had six of our players make their major league debuts this year. We've seen what I believe to be a pretty abnormal amount of volume of up and down between AAA and the big leagues. The Arizona Diamondbacks have the second most disabled list days of any team in baseball. And so what that has meant is our players have had to fill gaps. So we've been caught shorthanded a little bit. We've had to bring guys up earlier than we were ready to from AA. So there's been some challenges this year. So for us to be two games out right now, really pretty exciting.
And you have a first-year manager this year, correct?
We do. First year with the Diamondbacks, first year with the Aces. That's Phil Nevin.
Right.
He was in AAA the last 3 years managing the Toledo Mudhens, which was the Detroit Tigers AAA affiliate. Right. So he's been at this level, but his first year with us.
And we didn't say it overtly, but the Diamondbacks, Arizona Diamondbacks, are the club that you're the farm system for, basically, for
correct.
The Reno Aces.
No, we have our player development contract is with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. I'm not a big baseball guy, and that's what I think is so intriguing to me, is that the Reno Aces are not just for baseball people, not just to go out and enjoy a game as a sport. It's a family environment, a community environment. It's a big deal in our community. How does that feel to you guys?
I think that's how we view it and how we approach it is, baseball is the backdrop for a community gathering. And, you know, these facilities have been built around the country, really great facilities for minor league baseball. They weren't built on diehard fans, because the diehard fans were going to see teams in rickety old stadiums with not a lot of people attending. But as soon as, you know, it was in the 1980s, you know, some minor league teams, Buffalo, Louisville, kind of led the initial charge, started saying, hey, what if we do more fun things for more people and not just playing games? What if we do some quirky between innings entertainment? What if we shot some fireworks? What if we give away some bobbleheads? And as that has become the norm, more people have gotten interested. As more people have gotten interested, new facilities pop up. So I'll say it quite often that these ballparks weren't built on diehard baseball fans. They were built on community support.
You're listening to Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik with our guest in the studio, Eric Edelstein, Chief Operating Officer. And we're talking about the club that you're part of here, the Reno Aces baseball team here. There's been a lot of talk. We just came out of a political election, a mayoral election, where the Aces and the funding and all that, the ballpark, has been a big topic. Let's talk about that just for a moment, because that has been some controversy and has taken a little bit of the kind of a distraction away from some of the great things that happened about the Aces, and people are split on that point. Tell me about that.
Sure. You know, public-private partnerships as it relates to building sports facilities in the country is it's the norm. It's something that happens more often than not. And, you know, there's a partnership that was entered into here. You know, no one could have seen the catastrophe that was, you know, the stock market and the housing market and the unemployment market that hit. And that left the original agreement with an inability to fulfill its obligations. And so, you know, a very good negotiation was done where both sides sort of let go of some of what they would have liked to have in a perfect world. And we ended up creating a settlement for less dollars in the long run than what was originally promised, but ultimately enough money to help get the stadium paid for and secure the long-term future of the franchise here. And that's the agreement that we've set. It is a legally binding agreement. We believe we're fulfilling our obligations, and we've enjoyed a great partnership with the city. You know, I think it's in everybody's best interest to do their part. And that includes, you know, we believe we can be better corporate citizens and continue to grow in our support of the community in general. We want the ballpark to be a year-round community center, if you will.
And you've just added the ice rink out there for this coming season, right?
That's correct. We've added the city of Reno's ice rink, which they needed a temporary location to move it to with some construction. We've stepped up to take that on. It's not without risk for us, but we believe it's the right thing to do. And again, use the ballpark for more than its intended baseball use.
And just so people have a good visual, this is not in the ballpark where you play baseball. This is outside the stadium somewhere, right?
That's right. The plan is that it'll be actually on the paver space just out in front of the main rotunda gate and next to the Arroyo restaurant there is where it will be set up. We've got music, we've got lighting, we'll be able to use the facility for restrooms, concessions, and the like. And I think it's going to be a great extension of the ballpark for a whole new crowd.
We'll get back to your community work here in just a moment. But as we were talking about the season, the highlights, one of the things that just has happened here in the last week or so, the July 26th, that caught the attention of a lot of people online and the local community was this brawl. Tell me a little bit about that, how that's affected the team, how that's affected perception, operation, or maybe it's over now and just moving on.
I think, you know, when we look back on it, it's going to just be one of those things that happened. We weren't pleased with it. No one was. Everybody, it's sort of one of those, you know, you got your hand caught in the cookie jar, and as soon as it was over, everyone kind of looked up and recognized, that wasn't good. We had some pretty severe punishments, some pretty significant fines that the players had to take care of.
And six players suspended,
six,
is that right?
Six players were suspended, right. Same with six on our team, six on
the isotopes. Right, from Albuquerque.
And everybody, you know, no one disputed it. They all took their punishment like adults. And it did gain a lot of notoriety. But at the end of the day, we haven't seen a real either backlash or support either way. In a world where they make it to the big leagues by performing, taking away their ability to play by suspending them for games, there's really no greater punishment to a ball player than telling him he can't do what's necessary to get to that next level. It's just not something you're going to see very often.
I want to turn back to just a couple of things as we close up here. You do a lot of community outreach. We talked about hosting the skating rink come winter, come Thanksgiving. But also there's a lot of things you do, and I don't think you're looked at as a sports team. You see newspaper coverage of the game and the score and the stats. But what does it mean to have a Reno Aces caliber baseball team to our community and our region?
We always say, you know, making memories is ultimately what our business is. And so that's not just, that goes beyond baseball. But, you know, we had a backpack distribution a couple weeks ago where underprivileged kids were able to come and pick up backpacks before school started. We hosted out on our plaza. Friday, before the gates even open, we're hosting Camp Lots of Fun, which is a summer camp for developmentally disabled children. Mm-hmm. We do this every year where they actually will come play a game on our field with our players, the whole team. We'll come out, pair up with a child, and play a baseball game with those kids. We do that every single year. We donate, you know, essentially to almost anyone who asks. We try to come up with something that we can donate to help further, nonprofit organizations. We've opened up a nonprofit ticket fundraising program this year, which we've sold just over 5,000 tickets have been sold, mm-hmm. Which have raised funds for over $25,000 for local nonprofits. So our ears are open for what's next. We want to use the facility to ultimately help Reno be a better place to live.
As we wrap up, there's a few games left of the season, a dozen. The team is making a run for the playoffs, if possible. Talk about getting out to the ballpark here over the next few weeks.
Sure. You know, as you're listening to this, there's going to be 12 home games left. You know, this entire coming weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then just 8 games after that later on in the month. RenoAces.com is the best spot to get all the information on the team, the tickets, things that are happening. 334-7000 is our phone number, and feel free to call. And, if you're so inclined, Facebook, Twitter, at Aces, you can follow us and keep up with everything that's going on. And we try to be interactive and responsive and ultimately meet our customer where our customer lives.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you guys being in town. I know people who enjoy baseball come out to the Reno Aces game, but also many families and people just wanting a nice social event, a nice restaurant venue out there, just a nice evening. I mean, this time of year is gorgeous in Reno when it's not pouring rain like it has been the last few days. But I think you guys have dodged most of that now, so you're ready to play some ball this weekend. Thanks for coming by. This is Eric Edelstein, our guest today in the studio, Chief Operating Officer of the Reno Aces baseball team. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime, and hope to see you at the park soon.
All right. And I'm David Stipik. This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR.